Tomorrow, thousands of people will gather in Washington, D.C. and across the country to take part in the March for Our Lives and to call for stricter gun laws. The rally in Washington is being organized by survivors of last month's school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Among those marching tomorrow will be many immigrant students for whom the March for Our Lives is a call to action. And the World's Kenya Downs has been speaking to some of them. Kenya, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Kenya, I know you've talked to several students in South Florida who are taking part in the March's sister rally in Miami. What have you learned? Why are immigrant students getting involved?
Well, the main fact is that some of the victims themselves were immigrants. That includes Hakeem Oliver. He was from Venezuela. And then there's also Peter Wang, whose family migrated from China. And many of the immigrant students I talked to, they wanted people to know that they're also vulnerable, that they attend the same schools, they live in these communities, that they are oftentimes victims in these situations as well.
You've been in touch with students who are very passionate about this, and they're making their way to where you are in Washington. What's their story?
So one student I talked to, her name is Camila Duarte. She's a senior at Pompeo Beach High School, just 15 minutes away from Parkland. And she lost two friends in the shooting, including Hakeem Oliver, who's a fellow student from Venezuela. Camila says she's joining the rally because she doesn't want more immigrant students, especially those who are undocumented, to go from fleeing violent countries only to experience violence in their classrooms.
We came to the United States fleeing gun violence. We came to understand fleeing guns from our countries. And school used to be the place where undocumented youth felt the most safe. And now they had to live with the fear of gun violence all over again.
Kenya, are there ways in which immigrant students feel that they're especially vulnerable to gun violence?
Absolutely. And especially because of the current political and social climate, we've seen that there are a rise in hate crimes and hateful incidents since the presidential election. And even the shooter at Parkland's own background is a bit of concern for immigrant students and other students of color who are attending schools in that area. I mean, we did see that there are reports that the shooter did have possibly bigoted backgrounds or bigoted ideologies. And so many of the students felt like this was an attack on the diversity of their community, and especially being that there are immigrant students in these classrooms. And some of the activists I talked to pointed out that many Black and Brown communities have been advocating for gun reform for decades because they experience it in their own communities. And Camila says in her own community, there were marches and walkouts by students of color that didn't get as much press or support.
This country has double standards, sadly. And I think the Parkland students and the Never Again movement has to address that and said that the Black community and the Brown community matter too, and we our voices matter too, and we've been leading this fight for decades.
What about solutions, Kenya? I mean, we've heard people suggest more police in school or arming teachers. How is that being received among immigrant and minority students?
Not well at all. In fact, most research out there since what most people can remember is the Columbine school shooting of 1999, there doesn't draw a definitive line that links safer schools with the presence of more police officers in classrooms. In fact, for communities of color, there's a fear that this could contribute more to the school-to-prison pipeline that disproportionately impacts Black and Latino students. And for those who might not understand, that is the phenomenon where students are believed to have younger interactions or interactions with the criminal justice system at younger ages because of exposure to law enforcement and other zero tolerance policies in schools. And some immigration advocates I spoke with were even concerned about what they call a school to deportation pipeline, and that more law enforcement officials in classrooms could potentially increase the risk that undocumented students are then turned over to ICE and other federal immigration enforcement and processed for removal from the country. So some solutions could unintentionally put more students at more risk.
The World's Kenya Downs in Washington. Kenya, thank you.
Thank you.
Kenya will be covering the rally in Washington tomorrow. You can follow her all day long via the World's Twitter feed. That's @PRI the World.